This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Well, it's gonna be a crazy series. I really think so. The Avs lose last night to Las Vegas, 4-2. I didn't get the sense that there was going to be a crazy comeback, and of course there wasn't. We'll get into some of that conversation today. College sports news. Oh, and game one was great in the Western Conference Finals. Game two, back to what is killing the NBA. We got a lot to talk about, Michael. The whole show starts now. Just 6 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I am Brady Hull. That is Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th back there behind the bulletproof glass. We're in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Michael, I hate to say I told you so, but I did. Never fear, Avs fans. I said the Avalanche would lose in game one, but Michael, I still think they're going to win the series in six. I'm not changing. I'm not backing off. Went exactly according to plan. So we're okay. We're not panicking. I trust this team. I trust the Avalanche.
I hate to say that I predicted the Rockies game yesterday.
What?
The Rockies game, I predicted them to lose 5-4.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Well, you predicted.
I'm starting with the Western Conference Finals. I'm starting with the Western Conference Finals, and you're coming out of here. You're coming at me with, I predicted the Rockies game. What are we doing here?
I just want to say that we both got something right yesterday. We're both clairvoyant, and we both agree that the Western Conference Finals are going to end in six games.
What you got right, nobody cares about. Like, nobody cares. You predicted the Rockies to lose. Congratulations.
Predicted them to lose 5-4.
Yeah, on any other day that might be very good, Mike, and I'm proud of you, but what are you doing? You're story topping with the Rockies today? I have thoughts on the Rockies. I think the pitching thing is I worried that it was look what you made me do. Look, I'm trying to get into the Rockies. I'm trying to get in the Avalanche, and now you got me on the Rockies. What are you trying to do to me, man? What is this? I mean, yeah, congrats. That was actually pretty good. You predicted the actual score in the game yesterday. It's stunning. But at what cost, Mike? At what cost? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I thought there were some good shots early by the Avs. They had their opportunities. Carter Hart, I thought was, I don't think he was necessarily special, but early he made key saves that I think a lot of times those shots are going in for the Colorado Avalanche. I mean, Logan O'Connor was really close to having, opening the scoring barrage that could have been for the Avalanche. But to no avail. I thought Nazem Kadri, he had another really good look late in the first period. Nathan MacKinnon had a good look in the second. And Carter Hart, to his credit, made those critical saves early. That's the thing, man. Those go in, obviously, different hockey game. But they didn't, and then a lot of those opportunities just started to fade. Bednar even talked about that, saying, you know, we faded for about 20 minutes, and that's kind of what you saw. And Las Vegas took advantage of that, kind of stole a game in game one in Colorado. Normally, that's a cause for concern. Yeah, I mean, when you watch the NHL, you watch the NBA. playoffs constructed very similar. You would say, oh, wow, you lost. You were the favorite. You lost game one at home. That's tough because Vegas just took home ice from you. Well, until proven otherwise, Michael, I do have this trust in the Colorado Avalanche. I said yesterday they're going to lose game one. They're going to win game two. They're going to win game three. They're going to lose game four. And then they're going to win game five and game six. That's how it's going. You're welcome. Hashtag hockey guy. That's what I've become now. It's a burden. It's a great power. But last night, I kind of just thought this is how this game would go. They just didn't look sharp. You know, Bednar's messing with the lines a bit. He kind of shook up the offensive lines, shortened the bench in the third as they were trying to chase that deficit. I thought splitting MacKinnon and Martinatius was good, and Bednar seemed to like that combination. They did score twice. They had the 6-on-4 with Landeskog, and that's when I think people were like, okay. You can't count them out because Game 5 against the Wild, that was a similar setup. Game 5, they were buzzing so much in that second period that I thought the goals are going to come in the third. I didn't see it go down that way last night for the Avs. Just kind of to be expected. But I'm pulling a Michael here. I'm not too terribly worried. Jared Bednar said, I felt that the group was a little spread out tonight and not as connected as they needed to be against their D-zone schemes in order to create some time. When they found time and did the right things, they came up with some decent looks and did some good things, but we needed them to do it more often. We should be able to continue that, whether we keep the lines the same or mix them up. So, how you feeling, Avs fans? Michael, how you feeling? Rough game. Exciting ending, kind of. But Las Vegas, good hockey team. That's why I said six. That's why I didn't say sweep.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. They're going to drop another one. He was right to mix up those lines. When he mixed up those lines, they suddenly got hot.
Should
they
have done it sooner?
Just couldn't get it into the net behind a very, very strong, hot goalie now.
And I thought their defense played really well. It wasn't just on Carter Hart. I didn't think he was extremely hot, but maybe.
Blocked a lot of shots.
Those three key shots I talked about early. GoPoke says, stop actually sounding like a hockey guy. You're scaring me a little. Michael, I'm hashtag hockey guy. You don't just wake up and get bored of basketball and say, I'm tired of basketball, I'm now hockey guy. That just doesn't happen to normal humans, Michael. I am the homelander of sports talk. Had to do it because I watched the after the game. I wasn't touching the Western Conference Finals game in the NBA. I had a bad feeling it was going to be bad. I was seeing tweets while I was watching the Avs game, decided not to, went and watched the season finale of The Boys. And, Michael, this is where I really like you. Not often do I say this, but I like to be able to have back and forths with you about nerdy TV shows. And you gave up on the show. I would have liked to talk to you about it a little bit. But I was so... I predicted the outcome last night for the Avalanche, but I was still kind of sad. I thought maybe they were going to make this comeback. Didn't feel it, but thought maybe. And then when it didn't happen, I decided to shut my sports brain off and watch the series finale of The Boys.
I don't think you should call yourself the homelander of hockey. Because homelander is like...
Yeah, but he's the most powerful being in all the world, Michael.
Sure, most powerful being, but he's also a super freaking narcissist and a psychopath. Well,
Thank you.
Yeah, we all have big egos here in radio.
Thank you. Yeah, hashtag
like,
hockey guy.
That guy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you would not murder somebody. Like,
I murder this segment. I murder this segment right now, you could say.
Actually, I thought you'd say that I murdered the segment early.
Yeah, you did, actually. You might be the homelander of the show. Anybody watch it? Anybody watch The Boys? Like, I'm not a big cusser. You know, I don't like to watch a lot of gross, you know, nudity, all that stuff. But I did check my brain at the door to watch this because it's pretty rough. It's not a family show at all. My wife refused to watch it after about 15 minutes. Very good. Very good. A lot of useless scenes and such, but very good. I thought the last season was fine. The ending was fine.
And maybe I'll tune it in later this year.
You got to fight
through.
One
that I have been getting into.
Oh, boy.
And I think you'd like it. It's about superheroes.
You told me already.
Aliens. It's Invincible. It's in its fifth season right now. I'm halfway through the fifth season.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's the fourth. I don't remember. Super, super good. It was recommended to me, and I'm not like into animated shows.
Oh, it's a cartoon?
Really, really good. Yeah. And a great cast, too.
Yeah, I don't know. We have other things to do. You know, you have homework today, by the way. We have Brady and Michael review sports movies in the summer because there's not as much going on segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. You're not going to watch Major League?
I hope to.
Major League is what we are reviewing tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And so far, Derbs, the dude down the hall, is the only one committing to this. So it's just going to be me and Derbs? You're dropping the ball.
I might
here.
Have to change the open.
Well, you're dropping the ball. This is your thing. We're going off of your theme. This weekend, or this Friday, is supposed to be baseball comedy. We're following your rules. We're picking the movies that you selected, and you're not even participating.
My rules would be like, here are three, and let's let the listeners.
They took the vote off of X, so I can't do it. I can't do the poll. They took it off of X, Mike. They just eliminated it. I thought something fishy was going on with this thing. You can't do a poll question anymore with the actual poll coming up. I thought it was fishy, and now they just got rid of it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. So we're doing Major League. And what's next month? Well, no, I guess we have one
next
more.
Next week would be another baseball drama.
Drama. Okay. And then we finish baseball.
Check.
Are we doing basketball? We were hoping that the Nuggets would, of course, be in the Western Conference Finals / maybe even thinking about finals. So we were going to do basketball. Are we still doing basketball, or do we change that?
We have at least 1 week of basketball. Possibly two.
I'm going to say this right now. Baseball movies are way better than basketball movies. That's a fact. Boxing movies are better than basketball movies.
Yeah, basketball movies aren't very good.
No, basketball movies.
But there are a lot of great boxing movies.
Excellent boxing movies.
A lot of great baseball movies that I haven't seen.
Football. Still, but basketball might be, of the big four, the worst movie franchise situation going on. Football way better.
Yeah, I mean hockey has Slapshot.
Well, and you have Miracle on Ice, Slapshot,
Alaska, which is not very good.
Sneaky funny. It was on Comedy Central all the time, so it was kind of good. Basketball movies. What? There's Space Jam, legit good.
Yeah. Space Jam 2.
I haven't seen it. Not going to. I don't want to. I haven't seen White Man Can't Jump 2. I'm not going to watch.
Seen the second one?
They redid it, I guess. It's not White Man Can't Jump 2. It's just a remake.
White Man Can't Jump today.
Don't see it. Didn't see it. Don't want to see it. Have no interest. Zero interest. If they make a Remember the Titans, if they remake Remember the Titans, I won't watch it. Now, don't remake a classic. Don't remake a classic. If you do that, you're in trouble.
It. There is no other Coach Boone.
You can't do
Denzel
it.
Washington.
I mean, even though he's the same exact character in every single movie he's
that
in.
Is false.
He's Coach Boone in every movie that he's in.
Clearly, you
very good movie.
Training Day or American Gangster.
He's Coach Boone in Training Day. He's Coach Boone in American Gangster. Same guy. Same exact guy. Just a good actor. He's just good at being him, and he's entertaining in his own right, so he's not a bad actor. He's just good at being him. But anyway, I digress. Major League is the movie, and the question is simple. Start it, bench it, cut it. So far,
down to the minors.
So far, no, that's not a category. You try to make it too complicated, like you do like this whole movie review. You had to commit. Oh, I gotta do this category, this category. I mean, we did it all for you, and you won't even participate.
I wanted to get all the sports, even the not really sports.
What's that?
Like there's some Olympic stuff out there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Ice skating isn't really a sport, but like there's some good movies out there about it.
Which one?
There's Blades of Glory or Blades of Fire or something.
No, that's not good.
It's funny. Then there's I, Tonya, which I haven't seen.
Actually, I have seen that.
I've heard many good things about
that. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Margot Robbie is my personal friend, and not really.
Cool Runnings. That's a great one.
A Jamaica, they have a bobsled team.
That's an amazing movie.
That's a part of the
But that's
Olympic
Winter
sports.
Olympics. We can't do Winter Olympics review, can we?
We can. Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics.
I guess there's a crossover in Cool Runnings because they're running track at first to try to get Summer Olympics, and then turns into the Winter Olympics. So, bottom line is we've got movies to review, so I will not be watching any of your Cartoon Network suggestions anytime soon.
This would not be on Cartoon Network. It is... Invincible is so violent, they wouldn't even put it on Adult Swim.
I've already done the superhero thing. I'm done with superhero now.
I watched The Boys.
Done with
the
I finished
genre
it.
Too.
I think I'm good.
This is completely different.
There's only so much you can do. Now The Boys did it, and they said, what would a world be like if the superheroes were bad? I did it. Went on the journey. It was fine. It was pretty good. I did enjoy it for the most part. I don't need any more. I'm done with Captain America and Thor and the Hulk and Mark Ruffalo and all of it. I'm done. I'm superheroed out, Mike. I just can't do it anymore. I don't need any more.
Watch the first episode.
Yeah. I think I'm over it.
Watch the very first episode and you'll say, I am following this to the end.
I don't think so.
Like, I kind of didn't want to watch it, but I had some nerd friends go, hey, you know, you should watch it. It's really good.
You had nerd friend.
Season 2 had just come out, so I'm like, okay, fine. I'll watch the first episode. Really good.
All right, Avs game 2. Any concerns? You confident? Why are we so confident in the Avalanche?
Because they're
more
so
deep. Anyone else. Even without Kale McCarr, I'm so confident. Now, you were yesterday, oh, it'll be fine. You broncoed it on me. I knew they weren't going to be fine. It's not just your first line that it affects. It's everything. It trickles down. And that's what happens when you can be a very deep team. And if you lose one guy, suddenly the depth is not as big, is not as much of a benefit for you, an advantage. And we saw that. Eastside Chris, I'm sure the Hooligans will pick up the slack for your co-host in movie reviews. This is why he's not co-host. He doesn't even participate in the movie review. Very simple task. You just have to sit down and watch Major League. I know you sit down. I know. I see you do it all the time. But you can't even do that. That's why you're not co-host material.
Co-host.
No, you're not.
Co-host.
Co-host wouldn't come in and derail, although I derailed the segment too, but you derailed the start of the show with the Rockies. Ain't no sports talk show in the country starting off with the Rockies, except for maybe Tanner, and I know it's not full on sports, it's news, sports, politics, whatever. Other than Tanner, nobody's starting with the Rockies on May 21st after a game loss in the Western Conference Finals at home.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure the listeners knew you're not the only one that can predict
the future. You didn't predict it on the air. Yeah,
I predicted it yesterday in front of like 5 KFK employees.
Yeah,
I said
none
the
of
Rockies
them would
are going
to
lose
you.
This game 5-4.
Yeah, and it's great, but the listeners can all just think we made it up. So I said it on the air, Mike. I put it out there into the universe. I said it on the air. So I backed it up. You got to be bold on this show. This is not a show for a weekly. It's not. You got to bring the heat every day.
Did you predict the final score?
I did. I wasn't asked. Had I been asked, I would have told you it was going to probably be 4-2 or something like that. But I wasn't asked. So to be fair, yeah, predicted the win for the Golden Knights. Tanner says, "Hey, I didn't even start with the Rockies." Yeah, but if there were to be a show to start with the Rockies, that would be the one because Tanner's obsessed with the Rockies. Warren Schaefer, that pitching thing they're doing. I told you a month ago, Mike, I didn't think it would be sustainable. And I don't know why Senzatella's not pitching in the ninth. I don't know why Bernardino's in the ninth. And you lost the game. I don't understand. I do have some big news coming up, Michael, at 1 o'clock today about the UNC Bears. All I'm going to say, UNC lights Weber State. That's your tease. UNC lights Weber State. That's your tease.
I think you gave it away.
What was it? Decipher
UNC's
it for me.
UNC's going to play a night game against Weber State.
We already know that, Mike. Yes, we already know that. We already know that. There's news to it, though. There's news about it, and I'm going to get to it. So that's the tease.
Can I predict it? Like I predicted the Rockies?
No, because we'll get in trouble if you predict it correctly. I was told specifically from the powers that be that I cannot say this. I cannot mention the news until 1 o'clock. So you have to wait an hour and a half. Can you do that?
I can, but I don't want to.
Ed Orgeron is going to LSU. How about that? He's going to join up with Lane Kiffin. I liked Ed. I do not. I am against Lane Kiffin. I'm against him. I used to just roll my eyes at him. I'm against him. I want people to stop interviewing him.
I want people to stop interviewing a guy that has no soul. He's just
void
of all humanity.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. He said Chris Brady called it correctly. I made some coin on Av's call. Dude, I'm telling you, if I were you, Hooligans, if I were you, I'd listen to me. It's not gambling advice, but I'd listen to me.
Well, for legal purposes, it's not gambling.
It's not
advice.
Gambling advice, but I'd listen to me. You know, if I were you, I would listen to me. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show. We're just getting started. I want you guys to join us on the Major League Movie Review because Michael's dropping the ball. Yes, Hooligans, step up. I want your review. Let me know because at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Danson's backing out on me. Tanner's like, oh, I have too much cow. I have too many cows to milk. I can't participate. It's a big milk day on Thursday. Derb's the only one stepping up. He's the only one that I can count on here at this radio station of ours. The dude down the hall. If you can't count on him, you're screwed. Thankfully, we have him.
You can count on your co-host.
You cannot count on my barely board op. We'll be right back.
Here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Tomorrow's going to be an exciting day on KFKA, Michael. We've got Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick going to be bringing us 3A state baseball coverage starting at 9 o'clock pregame, 9 o'clock, and then 9:30 first game.
Yes, I believe we're having high school baseball at 9, not wine at 9.
Yeah, no, kind of a pretty big difference there. So no wine at 9, baseball at 9, and then another game at 2:30. Something like that?
That's correct.
It's going to be exciting. Kyle and Bruce do a wonderful job, and they're going to bring it home, Mike. They're going to wrap up the high school baseball season. Sounds like this weekend. So looking forward to that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. We do our beverage of the week every single week. And this week it is from Breckenridge Brewery, Avalanche Amber Ale. Very good beer. Have had this a lot. Caramel body with light hop character goes great with cheering on the Colorado Avalanche. Get yours today at On the Rocks Liquor, located half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Michael, Nathan McKinnon talked a lot about execution, said it like five times. Here's Nate Dogg on last night's loss.
Yeah, we just weren't sharp. Execution was poor from everybody. Just got to be sharper than that.
What did you guys? I mean, there's always a feeling out process to new teams. Was that basically kind of what you're expecting from them once you guys, you know, once they got a lead, you know, a lot of packing the house, blocking shots?
We had chances. They didn't do a whole lot either. It was kind of a nothing game, and then they got a few goals. And really good team, obviously, but I thought we did a lot of damage to ourselves. Guys kind of everywhere, execution, like I said, needs to be better. And, obviously we're capable of being a lot better than that.
Is this thing to really take from how that game ended, or is this
just... I've just said execution like five times. Like, I think that's what hurts.
He was over that. That was a 63-second post-game chat by Nathan McKinnon and was kind of over it. He took three questions. That guy is not happy. Mike, it's just a different team, though. I've never felt like not worried about a team in a playoff series after losing the first game at home when you're a heavy favorite. I've never been like this about any team. If this were the Nuggets, if this were the Avalanche, any other time, I'd be freaking out. But right now, it's not the case. You're right. They're deep. They're seasoned. They're veterans. I wouldn't be shocked if the Avs absolutely stomp. In fact, I'm calling it. At least a two-goal win. No, right? Yeah, at least a two-goal win. Comfortable win by the Avalanche tomorrow night. Bank on it. But not legal gambling advice.
Rockies are going to lose 7-4. Not legal advice.
Every time.
I want to make sure that your co-host here, both right.
That's
Look,
not
I,
who you
I
are.
Agree with
it's
you
not
on
what
the,
you are.
On the Avs. I agree. When you saw the line changeup, like if the Avs were not a good team, that line changeup wouldn't have done a thing. But when Bednar changed up the lines, suddenly things just turned around. And they didn't lose, forget that empty netter. They lost 3-2. They started making a comeback.
Yeah.
Like, this team, without their second best player, can keep it close against a very good Golden Knights team.
What do you think about Cale Makar's status for tomorrow night? I'm going to say probably not.
I'm going to say that if they'd gotten blown out, if it had been like 6-1, no empty netters, like I'd say they'd throw him in. But give him some rest. Let the Avs win game two. Keep him for game three on, I think, Sunday.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's Sunday. That's the thing. If you lose tomorrow, then obviously we're singing a different tune. If you lose tomorrow, then it's going to be tough. I don't buy it, Mike. I've never been more confident in a team down 0-1 in a series that many picked them in 5 or 6. Many picked them, let's just say that. I've never felt like this is a worry. Even watching that game last night, Mike, I was pretty confident they were going to lose. Yeah, hashtag hockey guy knows what he's talking about. I was confident they were going to lose, but the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, this is going according to script. This is going according to plan.
When they were down 3-0, I'm like, 3-0. That's it?
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
I mean, I watched this team.
It's the third period. They have one full period. They scored two goals.
Yeah. I still didn't have that feeling they were going to come back in the game, but I didn't really put it past them, you know? Because I watched this team close out a series when they very well could have just folded it up after being down 3-0, then 3-1 with 4 minutes to go in the game against the Wild. They could have just said, you know what, we didn't have it tonight. We'll pack up. We'll go close this thing in Minnesota. At the very least, we'll bring it back home for Game 7 and close it. But they didn't. They had other plans. So if you believe that they might come back, it wasn't like that was unwarranted. This is a team that's proven that. But they're also a team that doesn't stay down for long. I mean, with or without one of their key guys. I still think this is just a better hockey team. Las Vegas is good, though, Mike. I think six games still makes this like a dogfight of a series, even if it doesn't go seven. But I have a feeling the Avalanche are going to curb stomp the Las Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 4-1.
Yeah.
The Vegas Knights have been in the Western Conference Finals 5 out of their 9 years.
And they've been to the playoffs all but one. So they're a very, very experienced hockey team in their early start to the franchise. It's actually pretty phenomenal that they've been in.
Well, I mean, it's a flaw in how the NHL works with expansion teams. They're like, okay, here you go. Suddenly you're good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Seattle hasn't worked as well as Las Vegas has.
Las Vegas is like the most successful expansion team ever, I would say.
Of the four professional sports,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't tell you of any like minor league.
No, but of the big four, there. Who else? I mean,
not the Texans.
Not the Texans.
Not the Browns.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville got to the.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my!
I know.
Don't remind me.
That was could have been a three-peat. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Mark
Broncos.
Brunel.
The Broncos were the best AFC team that year by far.
Yep. Was that Jacksonville's? What year was that for them?
That was their second year.
Was that their second year?
And the Carolina Panthers went to the playoffs that same year. I don't think they made it to the championship, but they both made it to the playoffs.
Was that
they
Jake Delhomme?
Both good early on. It's just
was that John Fox?
They don't have like a history of quality seasons.
Yeah.
Whereas the Golden Knights do.
Well, we haven't seen the Jags or the Panthers in the AFC or. Yeah, I guess AFC or NFC championship.
We saw the...
Oh, Panthers, obviously, we did, but late, not early.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
It's just weird how the NHL does it. I don't like it. I think the NFL has to do a better job with their expansion teams because the Texans have just been crap for many years, and it can't just be leadership. But the NHL can't make their expansion teams too good too quickly. And I wonder if that is because, we're in a brand new market. We want to get all these sales right now.
Yeah. Well, they get the expansion draft, and they get to select unprotected players from existing franchises. So it screws over a lot of franchises, but it helps that expansion team.
I think Seattle picked the Avalanche goalie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And he did all right for them.
Yeah. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Your thoughts on the game one loss for the Colorado Avalanche. Where's your confidence level? Is there are you hitting the panic button yet? Or are you like Michael and I, where we're still pretty, I mean, tomorrow, different tune. They lose that game tomorrow, then I'm slamming that panic button, but I'm just not even close. 40 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Do you think Jared Bednar was outcoached at all last night, Michael, by John Tortorella?
They had lost by more, I would have said yes. But I think they were outplayed, not outcoached. Again, changing up the lines, great idea. And the way they played in the third period was great. It's just that first period, they had some issues. They have to figure out a way to get right to the net so that those shots can't be blocked.
Yeah, they were hitting a lot of defensive players last night.
Yeah, I forgot who it was, but one guy at some point, and I think it was in the second period, they said he had 6 blocked shots.
Yeah.
Already, 6 blocked shots.
That's just a mark of a good defense buzzing around, and that's what you have to do against the Avs. You have to clear up those shooting lanes, passing lanes, whatever, clog up those lanes, and that's what Las Vegas did last night. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Meanwhile, we had the Western Conference Finals going on last night, Michael, and the Oklahoma City Thunder win 122 to 123. Now, on the box score, full disclosure, did not go watch the end of this game. Stuck on the Avalanche, obviously, and decided to do something else with my time because I was following online. I'm seeing all the videos, and it was like the flop fest again. Now, Shea didn't get to the line. He got to the line 6 times. He was 6 of 6 from the free throw line. But, I mean, it's like every clip I saw from well-respected NBA writers are saying Shea is at it again. He is flopping on almost every single shot. And that wasn't the case in game one. Shea probably looked at it and said, that's what I have to do. And he ended up with 30 points. So, yeah, that continues to be a big problem in the association. Shea didn't have a good game in game one, so he said, you know what? Let me get back to what I do best. And that is flailing about. So and it wasn't just Shea. Dort was doing it. I saw a couple from... just online from Jalen Williams, from both the Williams, the Jalen Williams. That's what they're going to resort to when the chips are down, and they're probably going to win the series. I hope it's a good series. I hope every game is like game one and not game two, even though it wasn't a terrible game. But we'll be tuning in to the next time they're out. Yes, Michael.
I just looked on the internet, and you cannot bet on flopping.
Oh, no, it's not a stat. It's not a stat, Mike.
Yeah, but, like, someone could keep that stat.
Yeah, someone could.
Like a Brady Hole could watch every game and go, okay, that's a flop, that's a flop, that's a flop, and that's not a flop. So, like, if DraftKings went to Brady Hole,
which they
probably
should.
Brady Hole was like, I am a moral human being, and I'm going to call flops when they are and when they are not, and I'm going to keep, as you would, I'm going to call Jokic on his flops. You could bet on that, hopefully, but apparently not.
Who was it last night that flopped in the hockey game? Was it Rasmus Anderson in front of the net? He embellished, and they didn't call it. They called the penalty on Ross Colton.
There was also Kadri also flopped a little bit at the end of the first.
Do you worry that that's a thing? Because I noticed it a couple of times this season, just a few. But do you think that's going to be a thing?
Not in hockey.
They'll correct it. They punish you for that. They call it embellishment.
I haven't seen it called, but
I have
in
seen
hockey,
it called actually. I think I have seen it called.
Well, I haven't seen it called this year.
No, maybe it wasn't this year, but I have seen it.
Yeah, they do have that 2 minute minor for embellishment, which I absolutely love. But hockey loves their bloody nose of a sport aspect. Like they want everybody to know that this is the toughest sport out there. And if you get a bunch of flopping, the NHL at the middle of the season or even at the beginning of the season, they will have a rule. They will say, okay, guys, we need to start calling these flops. And maybe they'll have like a little challenge that the coach can have. Oh, we think that guy flopped.
I think the NBA should absolutely implement that. If we think they flopped, but you have to get it in NBA officials' heads, because they'd all be sticking up for each other. It was my worry about Major League Baseball that the home plate umpire was going to have issues with them challenging their authority, but they haven't. Nobody's really fought it. The umps just turn around, so all right, we'll challenge it. Like there's no pushback at all.
How's the home plate umpire going to push back? No, I got it right.
All he
has to by rule,
and it's a robot reviewing it though. You know what I mean? Like there's no room for interpretation. It's was the ball outside of the zone or not? And for basketball, it would be in your opinion.
Yeah,
and the people reviewing it are going to stick up for the officials.
It has to be someone trained. And you have to either have someone upstairs or you have to have one of the referees go, okay, this is a flop. He wasn't going to go down that hard.
Yeah.
This is a flop.
Yeah.
He gets a technical foul and he gets another one. He's out of the game.
Got to fix it. Got to fix it.
For one of the 16 on the season.
Yeah. Got to fix it. All right. Mike, let's take a quick break here. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got top stories of the day that we'll get into, some college sports news, all that coming up next here on the whole show. And I got big news at 1 o'clock, Mike. Big news coming up on the program. We'll be right back.
The Avalanche. The Golden Knights. The Western Conference Finals are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's, you know, the weather is changing a little bit, Mike. We still might have some rain later today, throughout the day, maybe.
Yeah, I heard there's going to be some rain this afternoon.
We need
hopefully
it.
Not tomorrow.
We need the moisture, but let's get it good and packed in here today so that we can have our baseball games tomorrow.
That's exactly what we want. We want it during the hockey games, not during the baseball games.
There you go,
games.
Mike. Yeah, it was coming down pretty good during the Rockies game, too. I thought maybe they were going to call that.
I was afraid they would, too, but they did not.
They did not. But I'm telling you, with the weather, whatever. You can golf in the rain if you want to at the Eaton Country Club. That's Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course. And if you're thinking about becoming a member, but you want to try out the course first or just see what it's like, they have tournaments that are open to the public all the time. So check them out online at eatoncc.net. All right, Michael, coming up next, we'll get into our top stories of the day. Got a hot dog story for you, Mike. A hot dog story, kind of. Also, at 1 o'clock, we'll have our clip of the day, but right around that time, I'm going to share some pretty big, exciting news around the UNC Bears football program. We know about the lights. We know what's happening this season, but wait, there's more. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.